Hello, welcome to Spiritual Warfare. My name is Teresa.
And hi, my name's Kay.
Today we'll be reading from the book by Dr. David Jeremiah, Hope Living Fearlessly in a Scary World. Ms. Kay, what is the Bible verse for the principle of divine perspective?
Joshua 1:5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you.
That is amazing. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Thank you so much, God, for that, because sometimes it looks bleak in life, but he's always faithful, isn't he?
He's always faithful. Always faithful. God looked upon an anxious new leader and gave him the words of a lifetime. He began by reminding Joshua of the adventures he had enjoyed as Moses' protege through the years. Joshua had been witness to a rich history of miracles and magnificence, of God proving his faithfulness in a trek through a hostile empire and then into the wilderness.
You know what gets me, Kay? All these people would see God's miracles literally every day and still doubt and get angry when, like, they didn't have anything to eat. And he provided manna from the heavens so many times for them, to where they even said, where's your God now? It's like, isn't that crazy how easy and fast they forget?
Yes.
It really is.
Just recently I had heard this, that we do forget so easily.
Yeah, we do.
We do. Mm-hmm. And God tells us, remember in his word so many times, because he knows that we
are going to forget when we get in that storm, when we're drowning. God, where are you?
You know, if you read his word, you'll see it. Remember. He has to, you know, help us along because we forget.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it? God encouraged Joshua to remember what he had experienced as Moses' partner in ministry. How he had led Moses and how he had performed mighty acts to help Moses lead the people. God assured Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Joshua was to view his daunting task through the perspective of God's previous demonstrations of power and faithfulness.
I love to read biographies of Christian leaders because they remind me of the principle of divine perspective. As God has been faithful to his followers in the past, he will be faithful to us in the present. He has put no limits on what he is willing to do for you and me. His actions might even exceed what he has done in the past. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, from Ephesians 3:20.
Keep reading Ephesians 3:20. Isn't that amazing, Kay?
Yeah.
He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. You just have to have faith in your Lord. And you know, you just have to have the faith and trust. Fear of failure is nothing new, nor is overcoming it. Think of the 17th century pilgrims who left their homes to find freedom of worship in the New World. They must have been daunted by the prospect of crossing the Atlantic in their tiny ships and surviving in an uncharted wilderness. But they overcame their fear because they had faith in God's power and provision. That is the benefit of perspective. It allows us to see beyond the trials that frighten us in the here and now.
God has never called anyone to a task that and then abandoned him or her by the side of the road. So if we fear what God wants us to do, our perspective needs adjusting so that we focus not on the size of the job, but the size of God.
God's a big God. The principle of divine purpose. Arise. Go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you as I said to Moses, Joshua 1, 2, and 3.
God gave Joshua a specific thing to do. He told Joshua to walk on every piece of ground in the land of Canaan and promised him that every piece of ground he walked on would be given to him and to his people forever. God was giving Joshua focus.
The 1993 movie, The Fugitive, starring Harrison Ford, was nominated for 7 Academy Awards, winning 1. It grossed nearly $369 million worldwide, but the movie almost didn't get made. The script was in development for 5.5 years. 9 different writers produced at least 25 different screenplays. Producer Arnold Copelson said,
"There were times that everyone would say, 'You're wasting your time. Why are you doing this? You're wasting money.' Warner Brothers put the property into turnaround. He had spent about $2 million in writing costs, and they were concerned that this would never bear out. And I said, 'Listen, I have an instinct about this. My gut tells me that there is going to be success.'"
Granted, sometimes instincts and gut feelings don't work out, but in this case, they did. Copelson's determination illustrates an important point. Maintaining purpose and focus in the face of obstacles can be the difference between failure and success.
Seeing The Fugitive through to an opening day meant the producer had to stay focused more than 5 years, but Joshua had to maintain his own focus for 14 years, the time required to win the promised land. It helped that Joshua didn't have to trust his gut feeling. He had promises of God.
J. Oswald Sanders helps us understand this promise to Joshua. The land belonged to Israel by a direct gift from God, possessor of heaven and earth. The land became theirs only when they walked around it and actually took possession. This fundamental spiritual principle carries over into the experience of the New Testament Christian. According to your faith, let it be to you. Matthew 9:29.
But having a promise from God is no guarantee of success if we lose our focus. God's responsibility is to make the promise. Ours is to stay focused on it and face the fear. To achieve success, Joshua and the new generation of Israelites had to focus their minds and hearts on the purpose God had given them.
There's a special liberating power in knowing exactly what it is we must do. That's why people derive great satisfaction from making and checking off to-do lists. To boil down all the complexities of the day into bullet points of activity is to see our way to productivity. On the other hand, whole organizations fail because people are confused about their job descriptions. Set a clear focus in your life and fear will be crowded out. The more you fix your hope on God's purpose for you, the more you will overcome your fear. Okay, we're going to stop there. And next week, we're going to talk about the principle of divine persuasion.
If today were your last day, where would you spend eternity? It's your choice.